Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I'm so super excited that you joined me today. Today, our show is Questions with the Queen, and it is episode number 73. I am so super excited about this show. The question for this week is one that I get quite often, you guys. So what I will probably do is spend a lot of time, because every week I'm going to probably state this question in different ways. Not every week, but some weeks I'll bring it back, probably once a month, because I get this one all the time. And this one I'm going to state a little bit differently since it's the new year. But she asked me, what is the very best thing to do for your business right now in this current stage with it being the new year? And what I told her is, it's so important right now that you really have some systems in place. You know, you really have some things in place, systems that you need to follow, you know. I just think that systems will definitely get you where you need to be in your business. And if you follow a system, you're almost guaranteed to win. So I'm going to share with you a system that I got goodness years ago, and I'm not even sure who the author is, but I'm not going to take credit for it. I'm just going to say that it's something that I follow, that I love, and that really just spend some time seeing how it can work in your life. I'll just say it like that, because it's so, so important that you spend some time learning some things every month, every week if you possibly can. I read a book every week, so I just tell people, make sure you put in the time that you can learn something and get something out of what you're doing, definitely, to grow your business. If you're a business owner, if you're thinking about a business, or if you are an employee and just want to be a better employee. Okay, this is called the SOAP method, S-O-A-P. And I'm also going to put it in the show notes because I thought it was important to share this today. So the SOAP method is an acronym for S-O-A-P. The S stands for systems. Oh, my goodness. You guys, your business has got to have systems. I have just recently put some things in order for my how I'm going to do my monthly communication with my parents. I have a lot of parents that are not on Facebook or not on email or whatnot. So I am going to do a monthly email newsletter, and I'm going to do a printed newsletter as well. So that way, and the monthly newsletter will probably be more for my Cheryl Jones Queen of Heart. My printed newsletter will totally be for Rod Corp. You've got to have some systems in place, you guys. You've got to have some systems for your daily, and I'm going to put this in here, your daily paperwork. You've got to have some systems in place for your marketing. You've got to have some systems in place for your client attraction. You know, how you're going to get clients. Attraction. And how you're going to do your revenue. Is there a, you know, a split between, you know, whatever and whatever? How are you going to do your revenue? How much do you make? Do you make 20%? Do you make 30%? Do you make 50%? Just know that. So with that being said, get some systems in place. Number two is O for offerings. O stands for offerings. What are your offerings? What do you offer people? You know, if you're like me and if you're a Mary Kay consultant as well, you offer incredible skincare and glamour products. Know about your products, you guys. Know how you can elevate, you know. How can you, you know, do you have multiple offers? Do you have multiple offers? And what does that look like for a person, you know? So important that you know that. So just make sure you're real clear on your offers and make sure it's a clear, this is how we progress in business with you. You know, this is the next step for business with you. Right now in my Rod Corp business, I don't have a progression. People come in one way through the contract through Dallas Metrocare, and that's the only offering that I have. They do have multiple ways to be involved with me. I have a monthly Friday night social program. I have a annual picnic and an annual holiday party some years based upon the client's numbers. But it's so important that we learn, goodness, how people can progress with us. And if they even can progress, it's okay if you don't have multiple offers, that's okay. Now, this is a little bit, in my opinion, a little bit backwards, but I know they're spelling out the thing. And the A for SOAP stands for audience. Who are they? Who do you serve? And do you know where to find them? I just think it's so important that you know where your audience is. I will tell you, it's a little bit difficult sometimes. Do you know what they need? What do they need? Are you able to provide that? Can you speak to their pain points? Many times we know that people are in pain, but do we know how to speak to their pain points? So just ask yourself, do you speak to their pain points? It's important to know that. That's for A with audience. And the P in SOAP method stands for profits. What is the plan for your profits? Do you take a salary? Do you turn all of the money back in and build your business? What is the plan for your profits? And are you making any profits? Plans for your profits. Do you make profits? So I'm going to back that up and let that be the first question. Is your business make a profit? And if that's the case, you've got to know without a shadow of a doubt, what are your revenue generating activities? What activities bring you revenue? It's so important. If you're going to truly be in business, be in business, don't check and jive. Don't spend too much time doing things that are not benefiting you. It's important. It's important that you treat your business like a business. And if you don't, and you treat it like a hobby, you're going to get paid like a hobby. So you just need to know that. I tell people I love to be upfront and just truthful with people. If you're going to go into business, have a plan that your business is going to make money. Have a plan that your business is going to take care of you. Have a plan that your business, will change some lives, It's so important that if you dream it, you believe it, you got to have confidence in it, and then you've got to go out and do it. But see, here's the deal. You can dream it, you can believe it, you can have confidence, but if you never actually go out there and do, you're not going to have it, you guys. So some important traits of successful people is they start and they are not discouraged by obstacles. They turn mistakes and so-called failures into stepping stones. They maintain self-discipline and they stick to their goals. So I'm just encouraging you today, if you are a future business owner, if you're a current business owner, wherever you find yourself in life right now, stick to your goals, stick to your dreams, know what you want. Be so diligent about how things are going to come to you. Be so diligent about, okay, this is what I want. This is what I want to create in my life. This is what I want to create for my family. Be diligent about that. Know that those things can and will come to pass if you just decide that, hey, I am a person that's going to stick to it. I am a person that's going to do the work. I am a person that is strong. I'm powerful beyond measure. I am a bad, bad sister. That's what I tell people all the time. I'm a bad, bad sister because I get things done. And with that being said, definitely spend some time looking at your SOAP method. Are you following the SOAP method? Do you have systems in place for your daily paperwork, for marketing, for client attraction and revenue? Are there any systems that you follow? Do you have any help, anybody to help you with it? The O stands for offerings. Do you know what your offerings are? Do you give people a way to engage with you? Do you have multiple offers? Like I told you with my company, Rockcore, I don't have multiple offers. I just have one offer that they get. the audience, do you know who they are? Do you know where to find them? Do you know where what they need? And can you speak to their pain points? You know, it's so funny because I know that I'm in a business with RockCore that I have personal experience with. I had a child with special needs that passed away, and that's how I know so much about my field. And in addition to that, I've worked in my field for many years. But here's the deal. You may be in a field where you know very little about it. You need to find out the pain points. You need to find out what keeps people up at night. You know, it's so important that you know that so you can connect one-on-one with people. And the P stands for profit. Do you make a profit right now? And if you do, what are your plans for that profit? What activities bring you in revenue? For me, with RockCore, there's only one way to get a client. You know, there's only one way to get new revenue, and I've got to get more clients. Are you in a system like that where there's only one way to get clients? Or you are in something like with my Mary Kay business, I can get clients from everywhere. I was just blessed with a new referral yesterday. And that new referral is going to be a positive, wonderful addition to my customer base. I'm so excited about that. But here's the deal. What do you do to ensure that people know that they can refer to you? What do you do to make sure that people know, hey, she's available to help other people besides me? You've got to be out there. You cannot be a success and be a secret. I will tell you this without a shadow of a doubt. Many times we think that, oh, you know, I've got this going or I've got that going. But the reality is, if you're not letting other people know what you're doing and how you're doing it, you're not going to have any success in things, y'all. You can't be a secret and be a success. People have got to know you and know what you've got going on. That's just the bottom line. And when you have that, oh my goodness, it'll make a world of difference in your life. So this has been Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts. I hope this Questions with the Queen has been valuable to you. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.